The guilt and the shame are still felt 10 years after escaping the world of sex work. The words of Sarah, not her real name, whose life was marked by drug addiction and homelessness. Her two children were taken from her and their relationship is now largely estranged. Sarah was speaking to our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally as the focus shifts to providing a wider range of help for women to exit prostitution. Some people may find parts of this report upsetting.
I was very popular. I mean, I'd be, you know, in one car, do the business, back out on the street again, straight into another.
Homeless and addicted to drugs, Sarah started selling sex in her 20s.
I got into this really vicious cycle of I needed to be known to have sex with strangers and do what they were asking me to do. And I needed to do that to get money for drugs.
She moved from the streets into her own apartment, but this heightened the danger.
It was actually more dangerous because a man comes into your apartment, you know, they're in your room, like they get to do more with you, you know, being requested to be filmed. You'd say, you know, it's this price for this amount of time, and they'd keep throwing you money for more and more. But like it was very sinister, the things that men wanted to do. And that's my experience of it. The experience I have as selling sex was that men were paying me to live out these violent fantasies. And it started getting to me. And as the time went on, you know, and as the years passed by, it got harder. It got harder to make money. I got older. You know, when you're using drugs the way I was, like, you lose your looks very quickly. I didn't have the strength. Body isn't able to continuously do that either, like, you know, from a physical perspective.
She wanted to leave prostitution, but she didn't know where to turn.
And I thought, I made this decision. I decided to do this, like, nobody is going to want to help me, you know. And I genuinely, like, believed that nobody was going to help me.
So how did you get out of it?
It took a couple of years. It took a lot of kind of stopping and starting and trying and not being successful. I think how I honestly got out of it was I got clean.
Yeah.
I got clean.
While Sarah managed to exit prostitution, new research by the Sexual Exploitation Research Programme, or SERP, has found there are many barriers preventing others from doing the same. Research Associate Ruth Breslin says more wraparound services are required for very complex cases, and these can often stem from childhood.
We're looking at some of the experiences of the women who've been sexually abused as children. And I remember, you know, interviewing one particular woman for this study, and she talked about the fact that when she was sexually abused by a relative as a child, she didn't know how to say no. And then when she was drawn into prostitution and she was put in a room for that very first time with a sex buyer, again, she didn't feel like she had the language, the power to say no. So I think what we saw for many women going on from that is that they've experienced these traumas in their young lives. And that trauma is kind of layered and layered upon with further levels of trauma because they're talking about the unwanted sex they're having in prostitution. I think we have a lot of work to do around in the area of prevention. We have a lot of work to do to really expose the reality of what's involved in prostitution, what's involved in the sex trade and commercial sexual exploitation, so that young people and young girls in particular don't think this is just a job like any other, this is a lucrative career for me, so that young girls can really understand this is a very dangerous, risky environment. And as many of the women in this study explained to us, the traumas, particularly the trauma of sexual violence, lasts a lifetime.
And that trauma is evident in Sarah. Even though she's 10 years out of prostitution and 5 years helping others who've also exited, she still hasn't managed to fully forgive herself for the past.
You know, I'm a mother to two children. I lost custody of them. You know, my relationship with them became very estranged. When I'd look at them, the guilt and the shame that I'd feel, I still even feel that, like.
Yeah. Are they in your life now?
They are, and they're not.
Right.
So it's still very, like, it's one of the things I've had to live with.
Okay.
The consequences.
Yeah.
And it's probably the hardest thing.
That was Sarah, not her real name, ending that report by Alva Keneally. If you've been affected by anything you heard there in Alva's report, there is help available. You can access some numbers on our website, rte.ie/helplines.